Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It was an interesting question that was asked to me. So when exactly do you think you want to start? It turned out to be an easy one. I happen to like this particular day. I especially like any congregation and musician who will allow me to sing all the verses of For All the Saints. Not every place enjoys that. You will hear a few complaints, but I happen to like it. This is indeed a very special day in that sense, and a good one. It's a good place for us to begin in our interim together, because it allows us the opportunity to remember who exactly we are. It's not just that we are to remember the saints, but the fact that God has spoken in such a way that we too are saints. Now, I know Wayne was an exceptional teacher, so you already know that. But it doesn't hurt to be reminded of important things. And certainly the things that are important, we get told a lot. So we will tell ourselves this again. There was a time, well, I'm old enough that I remember the days before Vatican II. Not that I remember those that particular event, but I'm old enough to go back to the days when we didn't talk to them, when it was a little suspect about the whole thing, and certainly this praying to saints thing was just way out of line. I have since been instructed by some good friends, and certainly by friends of deep faith, who tell me, no, it's not that you pray to saints, it's that you invite the saints to pray on the behalf of the church and on behalf of you and on behalf of your concerns. That would have made no sense to me at all until 1987, when my dad died. Then suddenly, it all began to sort of fit into place. We, of course, believe in eternal life. But what's he going to be doing? Playing pinochle all day long? There are no cars that have to be fixed or things to be tinkered on, no TV shows that are half as interesting as being in the presence of God. So what are they going to do? Of course they are going to be praying on our behalf. All Saints' Day is a day to remind ourselves of being saints, of being called by God for some particular way, to do particular things, to be different, holy, set apart in some way. We generally get the idea that saints achieve some particular level of purity or holiness or spirituality that the rest of us can only stand back and admire, but never attain to. The scriptures show us a different picture. It reminds us, first of all, that this is not particularly about being saved. The great word is spoken, salvation belongs to God. And God will give it wherever God thinks it needs to be. But God gives it in such a way that we can hear it as well. Who are these, it is asked, who are this great multitude of those who stand here robed in white? It is those who have come out of the great ordeal. Now, at the time that John wrote, of course, there was a great ordeal, lots of them. it was not easy to claim faith. And certainly, there were those who would easily and gladly inflict and violence upon the early church. John knew that and wrote to that. These are those who have come through the great ordeal. We need to be reminded as well that our own day has its own ordeals, where brothers and sisters of faith, brothers and sisters of even a different faith, are at danger of their lives for simply believing. We will remember them and should in our prayers. But for us, we haven't escaped it either. We all have ordeals. Life is not that easy. We all have to learn to get up and go to work and do all of those things to be involved with other and people, at times with those who just aren't very friendly. We have to deal with friends and relatives and even family members at times when we think we just want to be left alone, but there they are. They're always seem to be there, gathered around the table. And at times we struggle as well. And we might be inclined to think we are not there yet. I am not a saint. Yet Jesus says this, that being the saint is about being poor in spirit, looking for more than what we already have, knowing that God has even more to give. It is about being in that important work of mourning those who have gone on. It is difficult, and at times it is painful. But I often think how terrible it would be for someone to come to the end of their life and have no one who would offer a morning prayer. It means that we hunger and thirst for righteousness, knowing that we're not there yet, knowing that there is more to find and more to receive from God's great gifts. It's not about having achieved it. It's about being in the struggle right now, looking and searching and trying to plant peace in the little seeds that we can wherever we are. And even in those times that people misunderstand us and persecute us and revile us and even say things that are not true about us, even there, God says that God is at work, being bringing a different kind of reward than the world itself would acknowledge. At the beginning of an interim, it's good to remind ourselves of who we are. Oftentimes, congregations want to just say, well, let's move ahead. We need to find a new pastor, and then we'll be fine. I've heard this lots of times. If I ran my business the way they do this in church, we'd be out of business in 3 months. Well, we don't run things the way we do in business, and it's probably a good thing. Not only will you be looking for a pastor, but pastors will be looking for a place where they can come and be involved in ministry with you. A place where they can say, I think that I can find my best gifts at work here in this particular place. Which means, yes, there's some introspection here. There's some learning about what it means to be Queen Anne Lutheran Church again. After all, it's no surprise that the world is changing around you. You yourselves are changing as the world and changes, but we are a part of a church that is much greater than just what goes on here. It's a church that literally stretches around the world. It's a church that stretches throughout the ages, all the way back, as we will celebrate, to days of Abraham and Sarah. And going the other way as far as time will allow, and then even farther than that. Being a part of the church means we celebrate being a church together. And that our little short time on earth here is only a part that God uses in that grand and greater scheme of being a church. And so we celebrate. We celebrate those who have gone before. We celebrate those who are with us even now. And we enjoy their gifts of fellowship and love and strength. And we celebrate the fact that God has spoken. This is what he says. You are children of God. You know, I've been called a whole lot of things in my life. Some of them are even true. Some of them aren't. But John doesn't stop with just saying you are called children of God. He goes on to say, and so you are. That may be one of the most important things that is said, that God has called you as children of God. It took place in baptism. It is reminded every time we come to the altar and receive these gifts. It happens every time we open up the scripture and find some new word of truth there for us. God still speaks. And we are the church. Amen.